There's no question in the Upper Cumberland, it seems like as soon as school begins, kids start passing illnesses to one another. And they don't stop there. They pass them to mom and dad, too. And many children are vaccinated against illnesses to prevent them from spreading. August is National Immunization Awareness Month, where the spotlight is on the importance of immunizations.
Better informed, better prepared. Living a better life in the Upper Cumberland. Your health and you with the Putnam County Health Department.
Today on Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department, I'm joined with Katie Woodard, public health educator with the Putnam County Health Department, along with Sarah Smith and Melissa Markham, registered nurses with the Putnam County Health Department. August is National Immunization Awareness Month. Thank you, Katie and Sarah and Melissa, for joining me today. Now, vaccinations, they're recommended by many physicians, beginning when a child is an infant. And vaccinations, they continue to occur at different intervals for several years. For a lifetime, other vaccinations are recommended, like for the flu or for, there are different vaccinations available for shingles and things. But as far as the vaccinations go, like childhood vaccinations go, before beginning school, vaccinations are recommended. And then some are required when children enter kindergarten. Sarah, what vaccines are required?
Yeah.
As children enter kindergarten.
There is the DTaP and polio, and that's a combined vaccine. It's called a Kenrix. So, and then there's an MMR, varicella, and hep A. A lot of times the hep A is given at 1 year, so it just depends if they've already had that one or not for kindergarten.
Okay, so just recap those again.
So the DTaP, polio, MMR, varicella, and hep A.
And the MMR is the measles, mumps, rubella.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that are required for mm-hmm. kindergarten. Now, Melissa, you can't just walk in at an urgent care clinic necessarily, or most walk-in clinics, and get vaccinations. So what are the facilities and who can actually administer vaccines?
Yeah, that's correct. Most of the time, you can get them at your PCP's office, especially the pediatrician offices in town. They all offer vaccines for children. And, of course, at the health department, we have all vaccines as well. And it doesn't matter with us. Insurance, no insurance will offer vaccines to anybody. So.
And that is certainly good to know, especially, school has just begun in the Upper Cumberland. Some schools have been in for a few weeks, some just a week or so. But around the Upper Cumberland, as school begins, there are certain forms that you have to provide, like immunization records. You have to provide those at schools. And there's another form, and this is certainly, I'm sure, related. It's the tennis form. What is the tennis form?
Yeah, the tennis form is just a certificate that your child needs. That's what the school requires. The tennis stands for Tennessee Immunization Information System. So that's what we hand out, after we give vaccines.
So since kids have to have these forms, and they have to show their records for having had these immunizations, where can you get those forms?
Oh, we can print those. And also most PCPs have access to that as well.
Okay.
Print those.
Okay. And something that I discovered, because I was a procrastinating mother, and so I don't recommend people to do what I did.
No.
As in the first day of school, find out that your child is not ready for seventh grade because they haven't had all of the vaccinations that they need. And then what I discovered is I wasn't the only person that apparently forgot. And so
you are not alone.
Yeah. You know, when I called my son's pediatrician office, my first realization was, oh, you mean I can't just get these vaccines at a walk-in clinic? And it seems silly to me, but I thought, well, I can get a flu shot there. I can get, I can go there when I'm sick, but you can't walk into a lot of places and get these vaccinations. So then what I discovered, and tell me if this is a correct kind of blanket thing that happens around the start of the school year, kids are getting sick, so there's increased numbers of kids going to the pediatrician because they're passing germs around. There's also sports physicals. who knew? I mean, I never played sports, so, you know, I didn't think about that, that all of these kids that are hitting the football fields and things like that, they're having to have these sports physicals. And then you've got other people like me that totally blanked out that there was a vaccination that was needed, and it's difficult then to get in. So what can you recommend as far as trying to avoid that?
Yeah, so one of the things that we talk about a lot in clinic with our parents that are kind of long-term patients for us is as they're coming in with their infants, is that we talk about that what's called a kindergarten vaccine series can be done actually age four. And most of, I know all the pre-K programs are requiring those now because we can give them at age four. So if your child is going to pre-K, you're going to have to get the, quote, kindergarten shots anyway at age four.
Sure.
And now a lot of the daycares we're finding where if your child is not going into the pre-K program but they're staying in daycare, they're also going ahead and requiring those age four shots. So that's one of the ways. As soon as your child turns four, bring them on in. Let us discuss what you need. Let us look at your shot record, and then we can determine if all they need are those kindergarten shots or if they're a little bit behind somewhere else. And that still gives you plenty of time to get what they need to get caught up, and then let us give you, tell you when that you need to come back for that, quote, kindergarten series. Same thing happens for seventh grade. So seventh grade vaccines are required. We actually can give those at age 11. So technically, or most of the time, children aren't always in seventh grade at age 11. So if you want to bring them in at age 11 and get those knocked out, then when seventh grade comes, all you need to do is give the school that form.
Yeah, I mean, in hindsight, it's something that I could have and should have done over the summer instead of waiting until school starts back. And then it was difficult. You know, you have about 2 weeks, I think it is, to get that taken care of. You know, you start school and it's, hey, you didn't do this.
Yes.
You got 2 weeks, which sounds like plenty of time, but not at the start of the school year.
And often I've noticed, I mean, I have a daughter that's in the school system now as well, and our school starts while they're still in sixth grade discussing, hey, seventh grade's coming, you need to go ahead and get. So you really even could be thinking about it even before the summer starts or right as school gets out, and go ahead and bring them in and let us, again, go through what
avoid they need. The panic and the
Absolutely.
Rush. That is what I would recommend. It's Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department, discussing immunizations. Joined in the studio with Katie Woodard, public health educator with the Putnam County Health Department, along with Sarah Smith and Melissa Markham, who are registered nurses with the Putnam County Health Department. I'm Marsha Lee. Now, we all know that there can be a lot of serious side effects from contracting illnesses. And is that one reason why people should get vaccinated?
Oh, yes. That's absolutely the number one reason, in my opinion, of why, you know, I tell the kids all the time when they come in, it's much better. I know you don't believe it maybe, but it's much better to get that little prick in your arm, maybe feel a little soreness, than it is to have, you know, a childhood disease that could debilitate you or be very, very serious for you by contracting the illness.
Absolutely. And it's the same reason that it's a whole lot better, as they say, around flu, you know, it's almost flu season, you know, and it's a lot better to get the flu shot than to get the flu.
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah, flu is rough.
Yes, it is. It is. It you know, deadly. And that's not these other illnesses can be deadly too, and that's
Absolutely.
Why why vaccinating is important. Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department, Sarah Smith and Melissa Markham. I'm Marsha Lee, and we're discussing Immunization Awareness Month. And we've covered a lot about vaccinations for kids and what's required for school and what is suggested at different ages to start thinking about it, to try to keep on track and be ahead of the curve so that you don't get behind when it comes to those immunizations. But immunizations are not just for kids. There are immunizations for adults. And specifically, when we talk about adults, are vaccines important during pregnancy?
Yes, they, sorry, Sarah, they certainly are. There are some vaccines that we don't recommend in pregnancy just because of some of the risks and things like that. But the ones that we do highly recommend is the tetanus with pertussis, and that is recommended in the third trimester of your pregnancy, which is around your seventh month through, so about week 28 to week 40 of your pregnancy. That's when we highly suggest that, and the OB doctors in town are 100% on board with that. Most of them that I'm aware of offer it in their office, or they'll send them over to us.
You said tetanus with pertussis.
With pertussis.
Pertussis.
Which is the whooping cough.
Okay.
And that is why we are doing that, because it helps actually protect the infant from getting the whooping cough prior to their first set of immunizations at age 2 months. So it's actually protecting the baby to give it to mom. And then we also, since we're on that subject, we also recommend that all family members or caregivers of that infant also be vaccinated to help prevent the spread of the whooping cough.
Well, that is something I never knew.
Well, we're glad to be here.
So I feel like I get educated every time we come in here. I learn a little bit more about, the do's and don'ts of different things and the recommendations. It's Your Health and You discussing National Immunization Awareness Month. Thank you so much, Katie Woodard, public health educator with the Putnam County Health Department, for helping me get educated and helping provide me with the information that I learn every time we come in here. And thank you so much, registered nurses Sarah Smith and Melissa Markham, for helping us learn about vaccinations. But all of you guys at the Putnam County Health Department, you've just really been very educational, and I've enjoyed learning more today about vaccinations. Now, if someone would like more information over the topics for today, Sarah, who could they contact?
Oh, they can contact us at the Putnam County Health Department. Our number is 528-2531.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining me today, Katie Woodard, Sarah Smith, and Melissa Markham. I'm Marsha Lee, helping you be better informed, better prepared, and live a better, healthier life in the Upper Cumberland. Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department.